It could all be so simple, but I'd rather make it hard, huh? Leave it to me to burn myself out overcomplicating something that I know I love. Yeah. And, yo, I love getting in front of the microphone and speaking my unbiased truth. I enjoy being the number one real one Cameron A. Sharp. It just seems like I need to either delegate things or take a different approach when it comes to speaking my unbiased truth. I love probably unbiased. I'm on most of y'all's favorite apps talking, either whether it's on a panel or live. I do my best to kind of get in there with people that don't necessarily agree with being unbiased and give them an alternate perspective. I don't encourage people to be unbiased. I don't go and look for followers or subscribers in order to feel like we're doing something. I actually enjoy it when people are dwelling in their personal biases and attacking me for being unbiased. Because the only thing I want to be biased towards is the truth. Like, yeah, I got my own personal biases. You got yours too. But at some point, the truth is going to be what it is. And I'd rather get to that point rather than staying on my side of the conversation not fully understanding the full scope of things. Because that's what usually happens, right? If you continue to talk to people that only believe what you believe, y'all gonna only know what y'all know. That don't sit right with me. Like, only hearing things that hype up my ego or make me feel like I'm good just makes it feel like we're developing this, like, trauma bond. Or it feels like you're just sitting with somebody that provides this confirmation bias for you that does really nothing for the masses. It does everything for y'all, though. Don't get me wrong. Knowing what y'all know for sure helps y'all grow. But we got to collaborate. And sometimes collaboration means that there's going to be some friction and there'll be some confrontation and some compromise. But what you do get from collaborating with people that don't think like you is a brand new perspective, the other side of the coin. I don't want to be somebody that only dwells in their beliefs and solely believes that they have the ultimate truth. Nah. We each have a truth. And it should be yours. The same way your mistakes and your choices should be yours, the same way the truths and the things that you speak and believe so well should be yours. Like, don't take my word, the Bible's word, the Talmud's word, the Chabad's word. Don't take any of those other words of the Most High seriously unless it identifies deeply in the core of your spirit. If it don't apply, you gotta let it fly. For real. Like, we are in trying times. Spiritual warfare is at an all-time high. If you don't know that your spirit is in the fight of his life, that you may be further disconnected than you might care to admit. You might be further disconnected than you might even know. You might not even know how disconnected, then you might not even know how truly disconnected you are. And I've been trying my best to reconnect to the things that I appreciate the most. And the things that I love the most about this podcast and about speaking to the real ones is our ability to come at each other unfiltered and unedited. But see, I be editing these shows. Put the music on there, have commercials from time to time, edit our voices, kind of take out some pauses and add a little flair to it. But when I do stuff like that, it also kind of, it makes me almost disheartened to do the show in the first place. Because I know I got to go through this whole process of editing and standing on things and promoting. But what if I just gave y'all some unedited shows, some unedited thoughts. What if I just chopped it up in front of this microphone without going back and filtering what was said and the thought process behind this shit? Because it's not really that easy to be you. Y'all gotta remember that. Yo, it's a lot of pitfalls. It's a lot of fumbles in order to get that perfect stroke. Swimmers know what I'm talking about. Porn stars know what I'm talking about. Shit, baseball people know what I'm talking about. You got to go through so many trials and tribulations to even say that you won. As a matter of fact, when you hear the details of a victory, it's hard to distinguish it from a defeat. There have been times when I've told people my journey in podcasts, and they're like, damn, like, and you're doing it this now? You still chose to do that? Like, yeah. Yeah, this is what I'm called to do. Not podcasting, but speaking my unbiased truth. I don't just have to speak my unbiased truth on the podcast, and I try not to. I try to give y'all multiple avenues and outlets to hear the unbiased truth from me. But, like, the thing that validates me the most is being unbiased when I'm speaking my truth. The thing that I want people to understand about the reason why I'm in their space is that I'm trying to be unbiased so I can figure out the truth. That's why people hire judges. That's why the judge is able to go and speak to the jury, because we want some type of unbiased, bipartisan committee of people, or one person at least, to be able to call it down the middle, that knows the rules and the laws and can be able to distinguish what's what. And does the judge or the referee always get it right? Hell no. The NBA playoffs are going on right now. I'm pretty sure one of these games is going to be a controversial-ass call from the referee at some crucial moment, and people are going to be pissed off. But guess what? The ref only knows what it saw. The ref only knows the rules and the laws, and the ref's going to have to call it like the ref sees it. And that's just the game. Don't hate the ref, baby. Hate the game. Cheat better. Win more convincingly. I don't know what to tell you. Because what I love the most is when people are attempting to, you know, call us biased when we are standing on being unbiased. Like, yo, we don't claim to be anything but unbiased. But once you start to dismantle a lot of their personal biases, it makes them feel exposed. So they have no choice but to then try to invalidate your stance. Try to invalidate your speech. Don't let them do that. Don't even get frustrated at this point. Like, and you know what? I could see how if you weren't aligned spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, how you would get frustrated when somebody either calls you outside of your name, attempts to invalidate or belittle you at a time when you know for a fact that what you're speaking is the truth. It can get wild, right? And you might want to fly off the meter. Real ones. It's not necessary to fight this battle anymore, right? Like, we don't have to fly off the handles. As a matter of fact, when people start to invalidate you now, I would suggest that you laugh. Like, yo, because they really trolling you now. And I hate that word trolling, especially when you're on these panel-based apps and you're getting to some real truths. People start to say, oh, you trolling. Especially when you say something that's humorous. No, just because what I say is humorous, or you might find it hilarious and it has a little truth to it, don't go assuming I'm trolling. Motherfuckers be dead serious. I hate that term. Motherfuckers be serious. Nah, like, I understand that a lot of times you're going to hear people affirming what you've heard most of your life, especially if you only talk to people within your circle. But get to talking to somebody that got some knowledge. Get to talking to somebody that knows more than one genre of music, or reads more than one genre of books, or watches more than 15 different types of movies, or watches more than one type of documentary. There's people out there that hunger for knowledge on a deep level. The same way that you see junkies searching for their favorite hit of one of their most prized possessions, is the same way that these knowledge junkies are out here searching for the ultimate truth. And it's not yours. It's not mine. It's theirs. We all have our separate perspectives. We truly do. We in the same house, but we got different views. And it's okay. It's cool. We just got to learn to coexist. And we not like each other. But what we will do is respect each other's space. And it's not easy to respect each other's space. You have to do this thing that a lot of people don't fucking feel is necessary, but it is so essential to coexisting with another human being. You have to be empathetic to someone else's needs. Not their wants, because we all want shit. Be empathetic to what they need. Yeah, that means considering somebody outside yourself, even when it's inconvenient for you. That hurt to even say. I be on this microphone talking to myself, looking in the mirror like, damn, bro, you gotta stop reading yourself in front of these people. But it's true. It's true. Gotta practice. You got to consciously practice showing empathy. There's a really good song by Absol that talks about empathy. It's called Empathy. Y'all should check that out. I rock with you so long. Thank you for everything you've done. But I figured, how about I show y'all the different sides of being unbiased? Y'all get the edited version all the fucking time. Y'all see the curated post. Y'all see the reels. You might see some of the tweets if they ever fly off here and there. And you hear me on these panels. But, I mean, the closest thing you get to me being unedited and unfiltered is probably on those panels. Stuff like Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces and StreamYard and YouTube. Because I be trying my best to use my intellect and not the internet when I'm talking. That way I can sharpen my skills. I can pull from so many different things that are in my brain as opposed to having to run to the computer and be like, okay, now I know what I'm talking about. No, the lights go out. I need to know what I need to know. So that's good. But not everybody be on those apps. And not everybody be in those spaces. As a matter of fact, I rarely see a real one that listens to the podcast in those spaces. And I'm sorry if you do listen to the podcast and you're somebody that be in those spots. Not trying to overlook you, fam. It's just that I don't be hearing it in there. As a matter of fact, I'll be feeling like the only one trying to be unbiased in those spaces. Now, people may come around to it, and I do see real ones pop up and help chime in on ways to be unbiased. And thank you to those random real ones that I run into along the way. That's probably why you hit the follow button, and that's exactly why I hit mine, yours. So just, you know, stay in touch. Let's link up. I might even get the courage to start rooms and spaces on those spots, but I don't really got the patience for it, really. I don't got the patience for it. I have very little patience for the internet these days. No offense to y'all that be on there. It's just the internet as a whole doesn't really excite me like it used to. I'm more thrilled with being out in these streets. You see what I'm saying? I'm way more thrilled with being able to just do my thing in the real world. The internet was cool, but it's played out. There's things going on outside that will open up your worldview way more than just scrolling, looking at a screen. And I enjoy that too, but I have limits to that now. There's no need to be attached to this technology. We cannot basically upload our brains into these devices, y'all. No, I'm taking my power back. I'm taking it back. And I'm taking my power back by creating things like what I'm doing right now. I'm just going to put this episode up unedited. I don't think I'm going to care about the timestamps like I usually do. I'm not going to trip about putting some music on it. I'm not even going to trip about some title, The Unbiased Truth on whatever. It's just unedited.